the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. Got a midget and a Jew, so why don't you sit down and listen to our dope podcast during lunch, dinner, or breakfast. Brad Williams and Adam Ray are here for you any time of the day. So come on and treat yourself right. It's about last night.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the About Last Night Show bonus episode.
Bonus.
Woo! You thought, you know what? I've heard Brad's voice and Adam's silky, Pat Semerall-esque.
Whoa, too soon.
Baritone.
Well, actually, no. Not too soon. You should have been comparing me to Pat Summerall years ago.
Yeah, I mean, it is just as good.
Welcome to the About Last Night podcast. Raiders 47, Jets 26.
And we're doing a bonus episode this week because, A, we have one of our good friends and buddies in as a guest. And, C, we may, due to our schedules that Adam and I have, not have a podcast in the coming weeks, we're not going away, don't get me wrong, but yeah. Like, we may miss a Monday, and when we miss a Monday, you guys are going to be on Twitter going, where's our About Last Night? Hey, fuckers, we did two in a week. Store up for the winter, okay?
You're like every Latino comic right there. Hey, fuckers.
Hey, fuckers. Oh, man, I'm going back to, like, my days of opening for Mencia.
Yeah, right. Let's welcome our guest.
Absolutely.
Hey, guys.
Comedian, YouTuber.
Thanks for being here, yes. Mark. Anyway,
podcaster.
So next week on the show, hey, guys, is all you get.
I'm happy I'm on the bonus episode.
Yeah.
I'm happy to be on the episode that's like the prize in the bottom of the cereal. I want to be that decoder ring.
You know what? Let me just say this, Mark, right off the
Mark
bat.
Mark Ellis, by the way.
Yeah, Mark Ellis.
Thank you.
Let's give it up.
Thank you very much.
Comedian extraordinaire, athlete, producer and star of the very popular Schmoes Knows movie podcast.
Thank you very much, sir.
Mm-hmm.
But let me just say,
I like the athlete. I like that credit that you dropped.
And it's second too.
Are you in the basketball league too?
Yeah, I like how as Brad was asking that, he was checking out my shoulders. He was checking out my pecs. He's like, "Are you? Do you go outside ever? Do you ever see the sun? No. What's wrong with you?"
Yeah. Well, I mean, when Adam throws out athlete, like Shang was just in here doing the podcast before ours.
Yeah.
And Shang, if you Google that comedian, he looks like a linebacker.
Yeah. He's actually my bodyguard.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So when people say, like, if Shang told me, like, yeah, I played O-line for University of Alabama, he'd be like, fuck yeah, you did.
Yeah.
But then when people go, Mark Ellis, athlete.
Yeah.
You're like... Are you throwing athlete around like professional poker player type athlete?
Yeah,
we
stretch the limits. I play golf in the Valley on the weekends. But yeah, I play in the basketball league. I fancy myself a point guard, dumping the ball down low to Adam Ray. We play in different teams, but there's still a lot of love there.
But sometimes we just go, you know what? We want to make a little Stockton Malone thing happen, and Mark passes it to me, and I score for his team, and everyone's like, what the fuck are you guys doing right now? Like, hey, man, when you see an opening, you got to make a play.
That's right.
References is what I wanted to mention. Because Mark and I... have known each other for a long time, and he's one of the funniest people I know, not just on stage, off is very... If you're funny off stage, man, you got a lot of respect in my book. Because also, just there's, you know, a lot... Some comedians, you're also not, like, on all the time. You're funny to me, like, just in conversation. Like, it happens organically. You just happen to be very quick... And
like right now, say something funny.
No. So I was on an airplane, right?
You know what, all right. I take everything back that I just said.
Oh my God, I was setting
you up for your airplane
bit. Oh, geez.
But you know what? That's a very it's a very good quality because I'll tell you this right now. There are guys that come up to me and say, "Hey, Brad, I want to open for you on the road. If you have any dates that I could take that you can take me on the road, please do." And I go, "You're funny enough on stage, but you understand when I'm on the road, I'm gonna be hanging out with you all the fucking time."
Yeah.
And if you're boring as shit, or you got woman drama, or if you're going to be like a comedian from the Inland Empire who shit the bed.
That sounds personal.
Yeah. Well, let's just be honest. I had 6 burritos from Chipotle and some Pepto.
Now, when I say shit the bed, that's not a euphemism for he had a bad set that night.
No, he literally.
He literally shit the bed.
Took a shit in his hotel bed.
In his hotel bed with the other opening act, Ty Rivera. I'll mention Ty's name. because he was cool about
He's very funny. I don't know that he shits a lot of beds on a regular basis.
I don't think he uses that as a credit when he goes up at the Ontario Improv.
This next guy, YouTuber, athlete, shits the bed.
Shits the bed.
All the time.
you have a great collection of, as I do, and this I think might be where I also appreciate your presence as a human being.
Your
body of references through the 80s and 90s, more importantly, both TV and in sports. I think they are expressed through text message quite a bit. And every time I'll text something funny, Mark texts two paragraphs of more funny to where I'm almost like, all right, well, do I even want to be involved in this conversation? Because clearly I'm not going to win. But it's just I almost text back just to see the quicker funny shit that you come with.
Sure.
It usually devolves into a Master Splinter reference at some
nice.
Point.
Nice.
But the thing about me and Adam texting is that usually it's just like dudes texting. But last week we got into like a bromance texting session.
Yeah. Oh, really?
We were texting each other novellas. Yeah. We were writing like three paragraphs
How
of stuff.
How dare you,
like,
Adam Ray? I thought only you and I had this kind of relationship. And you're texting out love to our man Mark Ellis.
Hey, man.
Don't get me wrong. Cute guy.
Thank you.
Nice eyes, very homie tight style face. I just look at this man's
homie style face. What does that mean?
It just means I look at this man's face.
You feel comfortable.
And I think, you know what? He's a nice guy. Can probably bake me a chicken pot pie.
Sure.
Yeah. And
could probably microwave you a chicken pot pie.
I could microwave the shit out of a chicken pot pie. If you give me leftovers from Cheesecake Factory, guess what? I have the setting already in the microphone.
You have cheesecake leftovers set in.
That's right. Yeah. I'm really good at it. And as far as the references go, I try to keep it to the 80s and above.
Yeah.
Simply because as a comedian, like we all are, we're attracted to younger women, right?
Yeah,
because
sure.
when you talk to younger girls, they tend to think you're smart.
Oh,
when
it's so funny.
Yeah. If you can sing the Growing Pains theme song to them.
It's over.
It's done. But you can't go too far back. I'm talking to a girl and I was in Detroit last week and I was like, so this is where Grand Funk Railroad's from. Who's that? So you got to stick
give
it to
a
like,
shit.
Yeah, yeah.
85 and above is
what
I'm going
with. Whereas if you bust out a Small Wonder reference.
Oh, they're in.
They're in.
Yeah.
But you're right. But there is a fine line between where in the 80s, too, because, like, then, you know, you can drop a Labyrinth reference and mm-hmm. they'll be like, is that the movie with...
Is that the one with Tom Cruise and the crystal? No.
Yeah.
No. That's totally different.
Yeah.
Fucking David Bowie. Watch it.
Who's David Bowie? Just go
kill
to
yourself.
Your
David Bowie.
Dude, I once...
Get out of my hotel room. You're already shitting my bed enough.
Ty Rivera.
It wasn't Ty. I don't want Ty to... I don't want
God,
Ty
now we're going to have to have him on a podcast just to confirm and defend himself.
He can. No, I literally ended a relationship with a woman because a Johnny Cash song came on in my car. And I went like, fuck yeah, I've been everywhere. I've literally been everywhere in this song. This is great. And she goes, who is this? And I go, Johnny Cash.
Oh, no.
And she's like, get out.
That's like really? One you should know, too.
Get out.
The one like Tuscaloosa, California, Wyoming.
Yeah. It's on the damn Comfort Inn commercials. Like, I've been Hackensack, Davenport, Iowa, like they start naming off shit. And and then she didn't know who that was. I'm like, really? The movie with Joaquin Phoenix and Reese Witherspoon didn't even spur anything
Walk
in you?
Line.
Yeah.
Which reminds me, Adam, we have to record a cover of that song, which is all the corporate restaurants we've been to in our life. Chili's, Applebee's, Sonic.
Oh, my God.
Thank goodness
it's
Friday. Just keep singing it. That'd be awesome. Mickey D's, Burger King, Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen. Mickey D's, Burger Queen, Dairy Queen is a great line.
Yeah.
Burger Queen, Dairy King. I've been
what did I say? Burger Queen.
Why not?
Burger Queen.
It's, keep it.
Burger Queen sounds like a West Hollywood restaurant.
And Dairy King doesn't sound all that – it doesn't sound as masculine as you might think.
It also sounds like a cow in a crown sitting on a throne just fucking masturbating milk in your face when you walk in front of him.
Yeah,
I'm
like,
the king. What are you the king of? Dairy.
Yeah.
Dairy. Milk product.
But what if I'm lactose intolerant? You're not one of my subjects. I have no jurisdiction over you. It's all, I don't know. It sounds like kind of a gay porn name to me.
They
call him the Dairy King.
Oh, Jesus.
It's like, because he will give you the meanest milk mustache.
That's right.
Peter North has nothing on the Dairy
If you
King.
Could own, here's
nothing.
A question. Yeah. Let's play if you could own one fast food franchise, what would it be? Because I know we've all experienced our fair share of fast food off the road and on.
Own is a very different thing, because usually the question is like, where would you eat if you could only eat at one? But I like what you did here. Well, now there's responsibility involved.
Yeah.
Now I own it. Well, now I have to worry about customers, if they're going to eat. So Jack in the Box is out the window. You know, I'm not going to have people eating there and dying all the time. So,
Which, by the way, how awful is that people just brush by? Somebody gave me shit the other day for not eating at Jack in the Box anymore. Mm-hmm. I go, hey, motherfucker, do you remember the six people that died?
Right.
The thousands that were hospitalized?
Yeah.
Children died. If somebody died, if there's a place where people serve food and someone has eaten there and died, I cross it off my list of going to.
I tend not to. I remember when.
Kind of safe.
More
than people go, well, just get the fries, man. Dude, that's like ordering a stripper and just for the hugs. Like, you're not fucking. I want what's being advertised. I want why I'm going there.
Right, exactly.
So, what do you want me to do to you? I want you to sit there and listen to this poetry I write. That's all I want.
And I absolutely agree. Sure, the hot mess commercials are awesome.
The hot mess commercial is fantastic.
Back in the day when they had when the boy bands were going and they had the meaty cheesy boys,
mm-hmm.
those were great too.
Mm-hmm. All right. That was great.
Cheese meat, cheese meat, and that's it. Baby, you know it's hot and juicy, and Jack won't make it until you order it. Not that I know
the somebody's bitter about not getting cast on that audition.
Yeah.
Brad's do you hear that, Jack in the Box?
Yeah, well,
chicken
no.
Buffalo Ranch chicken sandwich. I actually auditioned for that one.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Was it for real?
Yeah, and it was so embarrassing because my brother was visiting me in town, and I was like, "Hey, Robbie, why don't you come with me to this audition?" Yeah, I'll walk in.
Yeah,
it's a callback. They know me.
Yeah,
he can hear in the room me having to sing and do the lasso motion.
See,
hot Buffalo Ranch chicken sandwich.
He's seeing a shadow of you just lassoing.
Oh, it's bad.
I feel bad talking shit on Jack in the Box because they actually paid me. Because I was in the mini sirloin burgers.
Really?
Yeah. There's like six dwarves and we were all dressed in little cowboy outfits. I'm sure it was a pedophile's dream. But we were all dressed. Well, here it is. Yeah.
Tiny and bold.
Tiny and bold.
Riding tall.
Riding tall.
He still knows the words.
Of course, man.
Yeah. Oh, now yeah. Sirloin burgers.
Oh, my God.
I like the dance. The dance is the best part. He's selling it.
You never know how your body is going to react to a Jack in the Box Western theme song. But, you know, this is pretty accurate.
Thank you, Jack in the Box,
thank you, Jansen.
For paying
for
my.
All right, so now we're going to do a whole album of Western tunes. You can do the mini sirloin.
Yippee-ki-yay, Western sirloin burger.
And the opener of the album that really gets the listener into it is we all cover the Hey Dude theme song.
Oh,
yippee-ki-yay.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Like the cowboys say.
Just sing them in there. How's it go? Dude, you know what is fucked up about that? Danny?
The Native American.
The Native American.
Right, right.
The only Native American on that show.
Yeah.
And the only Native American on any sitcom on Nickelodeon, past or present.
You imagine casting for that? They're like, well, we got this young kid or Graham Greene. Who do you guys?
Holy shit, you're right with the references.
Dude, yeah. Hey, dude, I'm telling you, man. You can't go. Try to go tit for tat. We should have set up. Next time you're going to have to come on, we're going to have to set up a game, actually, Brad.
And that
because that would actually
killer,
be great just to really see.
Cacti.
Hey, dude.
You had Melanie, you had the other one. None of them ever looked at Danny. Well, they never looked at Danny.
Never.
That's why it was all like, he'd come in and be like, hey, you guys, we're trying to go down to the watering well and maybe get some water for the horse. I don't know. What was happening in each episode? We got to go down and get some water for the horses. And Danny was like, hey, I made a cool peace pipe. They're like, yeah, easy fucking talk.
Go have some fire water vision quest.
Go fucking buy
a
casino.
The whites are talking over here. I will cough on you so fast, Danny. Get out of here.
Aren't you crying in a bubblegum wrapper somewhere?
Then what was the name of the bald dude that ran the
ranch? Mr. Ernst.
Mr. Ernst.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Not to be confused with Brett Ernst.
No.
They're very different
way
individuals.
Cooler,
but similar styles of comedy.
I wish Brett Ernst would wear a Mr. Ernst, like, Dude Ranch shirt, though, on stage, because those were classic.
That's a great idea.
You know, Brett Ernst
Brett's
as
not
a
old
cowboy.
Enough to do that.
Brett Ernst, if he puts on, like, one of those, like burlap kind of vest things, and he could, like, ride into the Old West, because his brother Keith is also really funny, they could, like, just go to ghost towns and just fight the crime that's not there.
They can just go to, like, the loony bin in Oklahoma City and also fight crime while they're there and blend in terribly well.
Oh, my God.
Or the Laugh Out Loud Comedy Club in San Antonio, Texas, where I'll be appearing in 3 weeks. Plug!
Glug.
I did not see that fastball coming.
Yeah. Woo!
Mark, do you have a favorite? So, I mean, and Brad made that point about bringing somebody on the road that you'd like to travel with.
Yeah.
And you, and that's, you've done a good job at being a cool person to hang out with.
Thank you.
Because many people have taken you on the road, Steve Rannazzisi, and most notably Caparillo, because that's who you're like traveling consistently with now.
Yeah, right? That's right. Yeah, if I could take anybody on the road with me, it'd be Adam Ray.
Let's face it. Yeah. I'm a fun guy on the road, right?
You're a fun guy on the road. That, and I don't even do the hotel room wake-up call. I don't set my phone. I demand that Adam wake me up in the morning with that smooth velvet voice of his.
Yeah.
Just call, hey, Brad, wake up.
And it does sound that deep and raspy because there's been pot and or booze thrown down it the night before.
Hey, Brad, let's go get some mini cheese.
Oh my god, that's how I should wake you up from now on. Yippee-ki-yay. Midget sirloin burgers.
Oh, you could do a Neil Diamond cover so well. Just sing Forever in Blue Jeans for me. Come
I don't know that song, but I'll give you Adam Ray's rendition of Forever in Blue Jeans because I don't know that song at all.
Okay. God, Neil Diamond's great. Now we got to have a Neil Diamond album. Guys, we are going to be really busy. There's a reason why their podcast isn't going to be on next Monday. It's because we're in the album. We're cutting a record.
We're in the studio.
We're cutting tracks.
Do you have a favorite city you've been to?
I was in Detroit, and whenever you say you're going to a place that, like, Detroit, there's a lot of crime there, okay?
There's
a reason why they had to invent RoboCop, because there's a lot of crime.
Is RoboCop invented in Detroit?
RoboCop is from Detroit. That's right. OCP, baby. But the problem is, you go to Detroit, and everybody's like, oh, are you going to be safe? Yeah, I don't go to a town and be like, hey, drop me off at the worst street corner and put a money belt of $10,000 around my waist and let me see a clan hood
on my head. Let me just walk around.
And then I'll see if I can make it back to the Hilton. Yeah.
And a pair of pants to say, I can't fight.
I'll tell them I'm an athlete.
They know to step off.
I'm going to Denver in a couple weeks. That's a good
Comedy
stop
Works?
For me. The Comedy Works downtown.
I'm going in May for the first time.
Have you been before?
You guys have both been.
I've never been. Best club in the country.
It is awesome. The ESPN zone. I mean, come on, dude. You're going to have a ball.
Well, I'm going with Chris D'Elia, so, as we all know, a big sports fan. So so I will be spending no time there.
Yeah, oh, boy. And now, wait. Oh, but Chris will probably stay in a hotel, so you'll get the condo. And normally when you hear the words comedy condo at a comedy club, you're thinking some rat-infested
shit. Not in Denver?
We've been in them.
Not in Denver.
Yeah.
Oh,
Denver,
God.
It is nice.
They have two girls fanning you. You know, you can't touch them, okay? That's the one rule.
Hey.
These girls can fan you. They're the daughters of the Dairy King. So you can fan, they're gonna fan you, but the one rule: don't sleep with my daughter.
Oreo and cookie dough.
Oreo and cookie dough. Oh, I love it. And then Denver is, of course, the site of the infamous weirdest thing I ever heard in bed incident, which we've talked about on this podcast. But I will briefly summarize for those of you who missed it.
Is it weirder than? I just shit the bed.
I don't know. It's up there. It's up there.
You know what I love about that shit sound? It also sounds like somebody spilled their Blizzard and somebody stepped on it. Yeah, see? Like, hey, man, you want to scoop that back in the cup?
That's the sound of Reese's Peanut Butter Cups under a Skechers.
Yeah, that's right. That sounded like a little Ovaltine mixed with mac and cheese.
Yeah, sure.
It's not a bad cleanup.
The weirdest thing I ever heard in bed story came out of Denver where I got a girl back to the comedy condo. So, don't get on the couch when you're there.
What are you telling him? I'm there in 2 weeks. Oh, yeah. Thanks for the heads up, Brad.
And then I was having sex with this girl doggy style, and she yelled out, fuck me like no Sean Moreno.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's the hottest and most intimidating thing I've ever heard, because she knows who no Sean Moreno is.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
So she's like a big sports fan, but it's also like, I'm not quite that athletically inclined.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, like, out of all the members of the Denver Broncos, don't have sex with me like Willie McGinnis. Mm-hmm. Don't have sex with me, like
Elvis Dumervil back in the day. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to bring that up.
Yeah, it would have been better if she was like, fuck me like Vinny from Doogie Howser. You'd be like, all right. Awesome, you know that show and great reference.
Come on, Duke.
Yeah, not intimidated.
Come on, Duke. Yeah, I can do that. Even fuck me like Von Miller. Von Miller wears the glasses, kind of nerdy.
If she said fuck me like Matt Prater, like fuck me like the kicker.
Yeah, I could do that.
I can do.
I could absolutely do that.
Yeah,
fuck me like Peyton Manning. He's 37. He's like, I don't know how good he is.
I can
at
fuck
that
you
point.
Like an injured Peyton Manning.
There
like,
you go.
My neck is hurt. I'm just going to lay here. Just give me the remote and a sandwich and do whatever you want downstairs.
But she said, fuck me like an SEC tested Georgia, wow. Georgia running back, no Sean Moreno. I don't know if she expected me to somehow morph into the large black man at that moment in time.
Well, I don't know if she did, but I for sure do by the end of this podcast.
Well, you know, that's one of the dwarf special powers is that we just hit like the Transformers button and then
just a ball of smoke. What's up, girl? How you doing?
You know, again, that's another midget stereotype that you could throw in the book. At some point, Tom Bright needs to make a coffee table book of midget stereotypes. Because every podcast
we see. Proving and disproving what?
Yes. Because there's some that are real, but then this all started because in April Foolishness, John Stamos apparently is afraid of midgets.
Yeah.
Oh, that now is that real?
Yes.
That is real.
So that started a whole bunch of like conspiracy theories about like what, like you can see in his face in the picture that he's visibly like frightened. And I was like, probably because he thinks if he stands there long enough holding on to somebody who's also holding on to a dwarf that he'll turn into stone. And I go, that sounds ridiculous, but because he's afraid and doesn't know, uh-huh. and there's not confirmed stereotypes, you can only imagine what he's creating in his head is possible.
As why sure. he would be afraid of.
Yes. Yeah. So that's why a whole book of a few truths and then a whole bunch of bullshit. But that sound true because just, you don't know.
Yeah, I just like knowing that I've terrified one of the cast members of Full House. Like oh, yeah. one down, I got like, what, eight to go?
Yeah, Saget's going to be the toughest get, but yeah. I'm pretty yeah. sure Kimmy Gibbler, Kimmer, you can knock that out of the park. That's going to be a weekend for
Gibbler's
you.
Gibbler's going to be freaked the fuck out.
Yeah.
Candace Cameron, who played DJ, she's married to a hockey player. We could, oh, she's
a super religious freak, so we're going to dress you up like Satan just to be safe, just to make sure we get her.
Wait, are both the Camerons religious freaks?
Yeah, what? yeah, Kirk Cameron and
Kirk Cameron.
Oh, what a
wow.
bummer, dude.
Wow, I never got that connection,
Kirk
but yeah.
Kirk Cameron, you talk about passing up the keys to heaven. When he was on the set of Growing Pains, there were teenage girls throwing their panties on stage,
yeah.
and in between shoots, he would be in his trailer reading the Bible.
Dude, what a God, what a is, boner, no pun intended.
I love Jesus, but what a cockblock that guy can be sometimes. It's like... Come on. I mean, there's a reason why Judas was a little pissed off. He's like, dude, I was talking to this chick, right? And I was just about to make it. And she's like, hey, Judas, we got to go to dinner. It's really important. What? Why are we all sitting on the same side of this table? This doesn't make sense.
Perfect. Kirk Cameron, yeah, dude, he would go on. I think it was on Piers Morgan I saw him on where he was just talking mm-hmm. about Piers Morgan was like, so if your child was gay, what would you say to him? And he was like, well, I'd be like, are you sure?
Oh, well then.
Are you
shit.
Sure? He's like, would you be supportive? Is it what would you say to him? He's like, well, you know, I'd be like, let's talk about this. Let's figure out a way to make it good. Not that way.
Ooh,
it was just like, whoa, yeah. man.
Pray the gay away.
I mean,
I love that he asked him if you're sure. Like, if you're at the point where you're sitting down and you're having a man-to-man chat with your dad and you tell him you're gay,
yeah.
you're fucking gay.
Yeah.
Like, nobody opens. Hey, Dad, I'm thinking about fucking guys. Yeah. Your
no, yeah. But before I really just take right. it all the way up my ass, I want to figure out... Do you think it's a bad move?
I would love for Kirk Cameron.
I made some lists. Go ahead and add one to either side.
You know, I would love for Kirk to walk in on a son, like in the middle of a sex act, you know, cock deep in his mouth,
yeah.
and he goes, son, you're getting... Are you sure? And then the guy just stops yeah. and goes, you know, Dad, you're right. I didn't think this all the way through. I don't really like cock in my mouth. It's like, no, you've made that decision.
Dad, you're right. Can you give No-Sean a ride home?
And that's Whoa. How you bring it back.
That's Kirk. How you the callback.
Kirk Cameron made a video about not that kind of video, unfortunately.
Not yet.
It's going to happen. Sexual repression.
Mm-hmm. If Kirk Cameron makes a porn, at the end of it, his dad, Alan Thicke, has to come in. Mike!
What a great Alan Thicke.
There's not that many I can do. But Alan
well,
Thicke,
yeah,
I'm
let's go through them real quick.
Yeah.
We'll come back to this. Well, what's a Kirk Cameron video? Because there's two things that just came out of what I want to get to.
Sure.
Is
the Kirk Cameron video is he made a video proving the existence of God. This is the video that, without a doubt, proves the existence of God.
Well, that sounds like a hot seller.
And he does it through describing a banana. He says,
well, yeah.
I can't make this
You guys
shit up.
Are laughing like this doesn't make complete sense.
He's like, He's like, the banana is curved. God curved the banana so it would perfectly fit in your hand as you eat it. And then God gave the banana a peel to protect its nutrients and vitamins from the outside world, to be ripe and ready for when you are ready to consume it.
And God shaped the banana like a dick that should not go in butts. What? That might be a little bit of a stretch.
If I'm going to prove the existence of God using food, I'm not going banana. I'm going the Mile High Nachos at the Hard Rock Cafe.
God damn right!
I will believe in a higher power. As soon as I'm done puking them up in the bathroom, I'm going to church and thanking my good Lord.
That is the existence. Oh my, yeah. So if you watch that video, absolutely go for it, because it's just the most hilarious thing ever. Because he believes that shit. Oh, you have it?
Oh wow.
Can we use the soundbite?
Behold the atheist's nightmare. Now, if you study a well-made banana, you'll find on the far side
that's not Kirk Cameron.
There are three ridges.
He's in the video, though,
on
right?
On the close side, yeah. Two ridges. If you get your hand ready to grip a banana, you'll find on the far side there are three grooves. On the close side, two grooves.
Three grooves.
The banana and the hand are perfectly made one for the other.
What about atheists? You'll find like, I like potassium.
Who doesn't like bananas?
Yeah.
It has outward indicators of inward contents. Green, too early. Yellow, just right. Black, too late. Now, if you go to the top of the banana, you'll find as well.
Also works for Asian pussy, too. Green too early, black too late.
All right, Kirk Cameron's had his stay on me about last night's show. That's enough of that.
So, are we not supposed to eat pineapple then? Because that's a hard fruit.
Yeah, what do you take away from that?
Yeah.
I hear the description of a banana from Kirk Cameron. I feel like I got to go to church now.
Yeah, oh, gee, God placed that Chiquita sticker ever so on the skin of the banana.
He shakes the hips of the Chiquita lady to attract you towards the banana because he knows you need potassium because you're not kind of low on energy right now.
If they see atheists, they think it's like holy water to Satan. Like they just start throwing bananas at him. Like, convert! The power of Christ compels you.
Is there now? Alf wasn't a religious TV character, was he?
Hey, I like cats. And God!
By the way, I like you brought up Alf. One of the most.
I wish that was the opening to every show.
Yeah, just like, hey!
Hey, what's up with Jews?
Alf.
Alf had the most depressing series finale ever.
I became a monk! The one thing I'm good at, talking! I gotta shut up!
That was the ending of that series?
No,
There was a season when he became a monk.
The ending of Alf, the series finale of Alf, is where he gets caught by the government. Like, the government actually shows up at their place, catches Alf.
I think I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, and then they're like, all right, we'll time out. Like, they've said earlier in the episode that if the government ever catches them, they're going to perform, like, terrible experiments on them. And, like, that's why they're hiding Alf the whole time. And then in the end of the episode, the government shows up. And he's like, all right, this was fun. And that's it.
At least we got six seasons.
Yeah. Wow. You talk about a depressing – because the opening of the series is pretty depressing, too, because he was off Melmac buying a pack of gum. Gordon Chumway, as he's known to his fellow Planeteers, he was out buying a pack of gum, and so that's why he was the only one not on Melmac when Melmac was destroyed. We don't know what destroyed Melmac, but Melmac blew up. He was out buying a pack of gum, so he just sent him into orbit, and he landed, and he ended up at Willie's house.
Well, that's always good when you start off a series with, you know, planetarial genocide. Hey, kids, want to have some fun? See that planet with all those cute, fuzzly creatures? Boom!
Someday,
gone!
Someday your world could blow up. Hopefully there's a nice TV-friendly family waiting your arrival.
Everything he's known is destroyed. His way of life is gone. Let's poke him and see if he likes cats.
You know, when you break down some of these shows, kind of depressing.
Yeah.
Oh, it's scary. Yeah.
Now, you know what's crazy to me, though, is like, why a white family did Alf have to land upon? You tell me he couldn't. I'm serious. Like, you put Alf in the cast of, like, Family Matters or even the Jeffersons or...
The Jeffersons, they would have had a problem with it because that's like a clap because the Jeffersons were moving on up.
Yeah.
Well, you see, we can't be bringing an alien into this new like we just got accepted by the white people.
How great
across
would
the street.
That be, though, man? See, if you remade Alf, it'd have to be with a black family.
Alf and Florence the Maid would have had such a great rivalry.
Oh, my God. And then what was the what was the one that Freddie Prinze was on? Was that called 321 Paco? 321 or is
what?
That?
Oh, Chico and the Man?
Chico and the Man, yeah. I don't know why. 321 Paco.
321 Paco. That sounds like fucking Mexican Sesame Street.
That was like the most. That was like the most.
Or just,
Uno!
Or the worst Mexican space takeoff ever. 321 Paco. No, I think you mean blast off. Oh, yeah. Sorry. I was thinking of my friend Paco. Yeah, well, think about the fucking blast off we're about to do, man. My bad.
And what's the address? It's 321 Paco Street.
Paco Street.
My friend Paco. Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, it's, okay, so it was Chico and the Man. Could you imagine if Alf was on Chico and the Man, all the, like, alien double entendre references they could have made the entire time?
Oh, tons. Yeah.
That would have been sweet. Like, I'm an alien.
Me too.
The feds come in. We're here for the alien. What's that furry thing?
We'll be right back. What's the deal with Jews? What? What is happening on this show?
Can little people curse me?
Alf was kind of a midget, wasn't he?
Alf, he was played by one, I think.
He was like a Jew midget because he had the huge nose.
Well, he was
too.
Always a puppet, but then yeah. when they showed him walking.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Through the, you know,
like
at movie
the beginning,
magic.
In the opening credits when they're all taking a picture together and offsetting the camera, then he runs into things. Yeah. Yeah,
That's got to be a dwarf because
that was a very midget run.
Yeah, kids aren't that balanced and stable.
I wonder if Stamos had that show canceled. I wonder if Stamos is behind that whole thing.
What a
great
call.
John Stamos is such a good actor. I always wondered why he was never on Game of Thrones. Now I know. It's because he's afraid of Peter Dinklage.
Dude, that's probably true.
The only reason he's not on that show. Yeah. Every time I watch Game of Thrones, I'm like, this needs
Where's
more
Samos?
Uncle Jesse. Yeah.
You know what?
Needs a couple Beach Boys references and a piece of L.A. looks dripping off the side of somebody's face.
Just the and the Rippers. Now, you know how we've talked about in the podcast how I've explained that the dwarf call to help is hi-ho.
Yeah.
You know, dwarves, when you need help, you just look at them and go, hi-ho. And midgets just fucking run over the mountainside.
They just come out of anywhere, man. They run out of Dairy King. Yeah. They come just
pop out of a garbage can.
Yeah, dude. They're just running.
They're there to help
trying
you.
To lend their services.
They're everywhere. I tried out my room last night. Nine live in my closet. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I feel bad I haven't been feeding them.
All dressed in Alf suits.
It doesn't take much, though. It really doesn't take much to feed us. We're happy.
I'm taking advantage. Next time I go to Little Caesars, I'm like, I will have another pizza for $5.
I need to feed
them. Dude, one pack of Gushers feeds a family of nine. Dwarves.
It really does. It really does.
Another stereotype.
I can finally give my girlfriend that Snow White fantasy I've always wanted. That'd be a great on a one-night stand. It's just she wakes up the next day and there's seven dwarves around her. And I'm like, hey, how about that kiss? Be careful next time you eat an apple.
One's wearing a mining hat. Do I go down on her now?
That's the only reason he wore the mining hat. As soon as he saw Snow White, he's like, guys, I'm the miner. I'm the miner.
$65 on eBay, man. Please, just don't let this go to waste.
Grumpy's walking around. That bitch has herpes. Talking to that. Oh, my God. Kirk Cameron's like, you know why she's dead? Because she ate an apple. She should have had a banana.
That's God's fruit.
God's fruit is a banana.
But I was saying that while hi-ho is the midget call to arms, now I think whenever something goes bad in my life, I just have to blame John Stamos. Like, if something happens to her, let's say I'm on a date taking her to Wendy's because I'm classy. And,
Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with a Wendy's.
Spicy nuggets, 99 cents. Are you goddamn kidding me?
Side salads. So then she goes, hey, babe, I need a refill on my soda. And I go, hey, no problem. I'll handle it. So I take the soda, go to the soda fountain. Turns out soda fountain's too high. Can't reach the fucking soda. Then she sees me for the weaknesses that I have. And then she leaves. I just turn the camera and yell out, Stamos!
I think you should have a picture of him on your bathroom mirror, like what Rocky did with Ivan Drago.
and crumple it off
every
day. Oh, it's on fire. Stamos!
Wow. I now want to dedicate my life to creating the Williams Stamos feud.
I'm going to start it on Twitter.
Yeah.
I'm going to start. Yeah, all right. Hey, people, if you're listening to this podcast, tweet at John Stamos and say, hey, man, Heard you have problems with midgets. Heard you're scared of midgets.
Yeah,
I am all over this. I will do a call of action to Schmoville as well. Our Twitter is at Schmozno. And Schmoville, they like every time on our podcast, we do this thing called Tweet a Celebrity, where we just have them Twitter bomb a celebrity we want on the show.
Genius.
And there's like a little theme song. It's great. But if they all want to tweet at John Stamos,
please.
And tell them why are you afraid of little people?
Why are you afraid of Brad Williams? Put a picture in there. Make him look at the picture. Yeah. You probably freak out.
Give him so much shit that he has to come on here and defend himself, or sit in a room. It'd almost be like a game show, like you know, like those money booth where you sit in a booth and they have money fly and you have to grab the money. Not at all like that, but you have to sit in a booth. You have to sit in a studio with a door for an hour.
We're gonna have fun
and try
with
not
this
to shit your pants like Ty Rivera.
That day we're gonna get Brad's already in here. Yeah. He happened to be sick that day. Okay.
Yeah. Adam's gone. He has some sort of Jew disease.
Stamos walks in. There's dry ice everywhere. Brad has like a hood, like a wizard costume. He's got like a staff.
Oh, wow.
Welcome, Stamos.
Welcome, John Stamos. This will be your worst nightmare.
Hi-ho, and nine other ones.
I was going to say, every 20 minutes, another dwarf just walks in through the door. Or maybe there's like a word that we create that he says. You set him up to say some sort of like dwarf word of the day, so every time he says it,
Every time he says, have mercy.
Oh, that's
every
great.
Mercy.
Yeah, what was your catchphrase again? Yeah.
Have mercy. Two more little people walk in. What the fuck?
This has to happen now.
This absolutely has to happen.
I was trying to think, like, do I have any irrational fears of people that for no good reason? Yeah. And I think clowns a little bit.
Yeah.
I think a lot of comedians have a problem with clowns. That we look at them as half competition.
Right.
Look at that hack painting his face up. Getting a bit. Yeah, sure.
Hack,
go back to McDonald's, guy. All right. Yeah. I got the jokes covered.
Exactly. Yeah, and then
how come no one's ever tried Ronald? Ronald McDonald's never. I mean, of all the clowns that do stand up,
You wonder how other clowns view Ronald McDonald. Is that guy like their Jesus?
He's like the Louis C.K.
Is he like that, or is it right. like that fucking? Is he
Carrot Top?
Yeah, selling hamburgers.
Right,
selling hamburgers.
Or is he Carrot Top?
Yeah,
yeah.
There's clowns getting out of a car. They're doing the handkerchief tricks. They're like, look at that guy just throwing French fries. At some
signing tits. Yeah.
Yeah. The Ronald McDonald house. Yeah.
Signing tits with ketchup. Yeah.
Why does he get all the fun? I like ketchup too.
It's just funny because Ronald McDonald's far and away the best, the greatest McDonald's mascot. McDonald's got so cocky. Yeah. They ended up having more mascots. They had Mayor McCheese. They had Hamburger.
Grimace,
which is just a purple turd, as far as I can. I don't know what. Yeah. Nobody's ever told me what is that. That's an irrational fear I have. What the hell is Grimace?
What's a Grimace? I don't know. Now, when I worked at Disneyland, they told us when someone refers to Goofy as a dog, you correct them. And you say, excuse me, sir, about to pay $4 for a churro. You're trying to tell me that Goofy's a dog? No, sir. He is not a dog. He is a Goofy. He is his own race of people.
He is a Goofy.
He is a Goofy.
Wow.
His own race. So maybe it's like that with Grimace, where it's like, he's a Grimace.
And then another Goofy comes in. He's like, hey, you can't use the G word. Only we can use the G word.
He's a Goofy. It does,
Goofy, please. Like a racial
Check out that pack of Goofies over there. Yeah. Why don't you go back to your side of town?
Goofies.
And coming over here goofing on our women.
White girls love Goofies.
White girls love Goofies.
They love Goofies.
They love Goofies.
I don't know if it's the ears, the height. I don't know what it is.
I hear No-Shawn Moreno's half Goof.
Half Goof?
He's a half Goof. He's got big floppy ears. The helmet hides it, but you can tell.
Yeah, that was one of the weirdest things we had in Disney orientation. Translation, mind control.
That whole thing has to feel a little bit like the Temple of Doom, right?
It really does.
Gathering a bunch of people in there for some sort
of... Yeah, and like... Mickey is just on this like throne of skulls, just like looking.
You're gonna work for me now, bitch. Like,
dude, don't you feel like now? Not to get all anti-Semitic, but
Go along, Jew.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, lead us into the desert of hate.
Yes.
Jew.
By the way, that ride's opening at Disneyland in 2015. Desert of hate. It's basically
brand new to Cars Land. Desert of hate.
Yeah. Well, it's basically a Holocaust theme ride. Where basically all the characters get on a trolley and they drive away and you never see them again. And
I feel so bad laughing, but at least the Jews sang it. It's okay.
Yeah,
it
oh,
okay.
My, the desert, oh my God. The desert of hate is where anybody can just walk into the middle of nowhere and just yell as many racial obscenities as they want and just wow. get it off. It's therapy. It's like, honey, I just need to go to the desert of hate. Some of those goofies were looking at your ass wrong. Just going to go get this out. I'll be right back.
I like that.
The desert of hate.
Kind of like the old cone of silence from Get Smart. See, that reference was way too far back. I went 1960s.
They should have to update some of these worlds at Disneyland and really. Right.
Well, because
Get Smart will be on there right after 3-2-1 Paco.
3-2-1 Paco. Dude, please. Well, hey, like, somebody find that show out there and create it. Put Stamos in it and Alf and Brad. That's what it is. Yeah. Stamos, Alf, and Brad, 3-2-1 Paco.
It's like the beginning of Chips. Stamos is riding, and then Alf is in the sidecar.
Oh, my God.
They're chasing after me, and I'm just yelling out, Stamos!
Why won't TV execs listen to us? This is gold.
This is gold! Really? You're going to put on celebrity diving when we have 3-2-1 Paco?
Yo, that's awful.
Alf and Stamos?
Yeah, we have to watch Louis Anderson fall into a pool when we have this kind of gold right at our feet.
Yo, Mark, does that bother you as a TV aficionado? Mm-hmm. Do you like to see shows heading in the direction of, like, splash as, like, yeah.
Oh, it bugs me to no end. But, you know, that's why I like watching stuff like Game of Thrones and like, you know, you go to HBO. Because network shows, it's like, let's put 12 people in the desert of hate and see who gets voted off first.
Does it make you wonder if you were, like, I mean, I guess you see some of the careers of these people that they're like, yeah, like, they probably think that reality TV is going to be the thing that rejuvenates their career.
Or starts it, i.e. girlfriend of the Alabama quarterback.
Yeah.
You were shown on camera for 3 seconds.
Oh, she's in a show now?
She's on Splash.
She's on Splash, which actually, what? Now that I know that, I will actually watch Splash. But it's like, you're on Splash because Brent Musburger fawned about you for 3 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She should be on a show called How's My Musburger?
And you it's just are looking live.
It's Musburger just fucking narrating her life as she goes
you
through.
You are looking
like,
live at a college co-ed.
No, that's
about
what it is.
Take a shower.
Yeah, he just narrates. She's constantly on, like, security cam footage. And he's
Jimmy
like,
the Greek.
Oh, there she goes into a subway. Look at that ass. And you're just like, what?
Jimmy the Greek, what are the odds I masturbate to this? Jimmy the Greek. Yeah, I did a Jimmy the Greek reference.
That was a Jimmy the Greek reference.
It was
yeah.
a Jimmy the Greek
you
reference.
You see, the problem with the Goofy is that they have an extra bone in their quarterhine, so they can run faster than the rest of us.
If you know why Jimmy the Greek got fired, that's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, that's right. And those are references you don't use on young girls because they have no idea
they don't know who Jimmy the Greek is.
You want to come back to my place and watch BJ and the Bear?
You're also a big video game guy.
Yeah, old school video games.
Old school video games. Yeah. Hence the reason your comedy album available on iTunes.
Thank you.
Pimp it out.
It is called Get to the Castle, and it's my debut stand-up album. It's on iTunes and Amazon and all that good stuff.
I have it. Badass. You should get it. It's great.
You have an autographed copy, I believe.
I do.
Yeah. That check is in the mail, I guess.
Yeah. You signed my tits with ketchup. Just I think that was an homage to McDonald's.
There you go. You can get your album on Amazon, and when you buy that album on Amazon, go to BradWilliamsComedy.com, click the Amazon banner that is on my website, and then buy the album, then buy Mark Ellis's album, because then you'll get the album, you'll get some laughs, you'll support Mark, and you'll get some love back to us. Amazon gives us a cut. Everybody wins, people.
You get the album. You get the hot mess burger. You get the $100.
You get the Dial-O-Matic food slicer. Shoestring potatoes. Shoestring carrots.
Kirk Cameron comes to your house and chops them all up.
Stamos. This has been
That Ronco food dehydrator guy is a guy that I would not only like to meet, but play in a movie.
That's a nice story.
Oh, dude, he's the world's best con man.
Absolutely.
I mean,
but the Hallmark movie with you starring as him, it has to be like he comes home every night. He's got this wife. He's like, honey, I know it's gonna work. It's never gonna work. I'm never gonna get on TV. I'm leaving. I'm taking the kids, and you're just a broken man.
Ronco, you think that invention's gonna get it? Well, set it, and I'm gonna forget it.
Yo, by the way, set it and forget it is the slogan for people who take shits at parties and don't flush. Like, that's the guy who's always just like, no, somebody else shit in there. That wasn't
me. At least they have the courtesy to shit in the toilet, unlike some other people who choose a hotel bed.
Ty Rivera.
I think we're going to end it on that, man. Mark, oh, my God, this has been so much fun.
Yeah, dude, you guys have been so much. I'm happy to come. I got to bring Christian back here to my Schmo Snow partner.
Yeah,
so.
Better happen.
So plug all your stuff right now, man.
In the meantime, you can check out our hub is our YouTube channel. It's called Schmo's Snow, S-C-H-M-O-E-S-N-O-W.
Give us a quick bio of that real quick before.
We're movie reviewers now. now we're certified on Rotten Tomatoes, and we're with the Motion Picture Association of America. Yeah,
dude, hell yeah, buddy.
It's been an amazing ride, and now
Roger Ebert went down. We need more schmoes. No,
you know what? And now we're the official movie reviewers on Movies.com and Fandango.
Yo, you guys are going
guys,
to get like
so.
Awesome. I take all my no joke. Like I've been doing it for I think 3 years now. Like whether or not I'm going to like see a movie based off your guys' shit because. You are you give honest reviews about your shit, and it's funny too.
Yeah, obviously. I have two of the top five jobs in the world. I have a movie. I get to see movies for free, and I get to do stand up. I'm still waiting on that call from the Orioles to play center field. But until that happens,
Now I expect an honest review from the Heat.
Absolutely.
Are you going to get to go see a free screening?
I hope so. Yeah. I'll take you with me.
I've already seen it. I think you're going to like
it. Is it good?
It's great, dude.
Okay, good.
It is good because I went and saw Burt Wonderstone, and I was.
Oof.
So disappointed because two of my comedy heroes,
Steve
man.
Carell, Jim Carrey.
Dude, just a bummer. Mm-hmm. And then
Jay Moore makes a cameo. You're like, this can't be bad.
I mean,
yet it is.
And watching that, and I was like, you know what? Like, comedy, it made me realize how tough comedies are to make. And then it made me think back to seeing The Heat 2 weeks prior, and I was like, man, it's going to do really well.
And The Heat comes out when?
June 28th.
June 28th is Adam Ray's movie. Adam, plug your stuff.
At Adam Ray Comedy on Twitter, AdamRayTV.com for all the dates and videos. Mm-hmm. And that's it.
And follow me on Twitter at FunnyBrad, BradWilliamsComedy.com for all my upcoming dates. Tweet John Stamos. Say, why is he afraid of Brad Williams? Why is he afraid of midgets? Hashtag Stamos. For Mark Ellis, Schmoes No Podcast, Adam Ray, I'm Brad Williams. This is the About Last Night Show. Please try to remember our names in the morning.
Ooh, she called me late last night. Say she loved me so. Didn't matter anymore. She never cared and that she never will.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.